Okay, I want to start with two relatively short things from next week's Sedra, and then to speak a little bit about Hanukkah. The Sedra starts out by Yehi Mikach Nosayim Yomim, the end of 2 years. The rabbis say that Yosef was supposed to be in jail for 10 years, and he was in jail for 12 years, an extra 2 years, because he told the Sar HaMashkim to remember him to Paro. Seemingly that was unnecessary. The obvious question is, why? That's how a person is supposed to function in this world. You're supposed to do your hishtadlis, you do what naturally is necessary, and you have trust that God will make it work out. So why was Yosef wrong in asking the Sar HaMashkim to remember him to get him out of prison? Here was his obvious chance of a lifetime to perhaps get out of prison. So there are all different answers. He went overboard. He said twice, Zichartani, Vehizkartani, remember me, and remember me to Paro. It was just enough for him to say once. Twice was too much. So if that's the case, then why was he punished 2 years? Only one thing was extra, not both. And if the idea is because he said two extra words, Zichartani, Vehizkartani, then why not be in prison 2 weeks extra, 2 days extra, 2 months extra? Why Dafka 2 years? And I have another question. If God wanted to teach Yosef a lesson that he didn't need his help to get him out of prison, okay, he doesn't need him to orchestrate telling the Sar HaMashkim and Sar HaMashkim telling Paro. So if I was God, I would have gotten Yosef out of prison in a way that had nothing to do with the Sar HaMashkim. That would have taught him the lesson. I don't need your help. And you're going to get out of prison. The Sar HaMashkim is going to die. He's never going to remember you. And you're going to get out of prison in a way that is totally nothing to do with what you thought. But how did he get out of prison in the end? Exactly as he thought. The Sar HaMashkim remembered him to Paro, and that was it. So if the lesson was, I don't need your help, the lesson could have been given in a much better way. Doesn't seem to be the way to make this lesson. So I think is the following. The Gemara says that a person can remember something. It's talking about witnesses and testimony. But the bottom line is a person can remember something to act upon it for 12 months. After 12 months, he files it away in the back of his mind, and it's not a fresh memory to act upon. That's why every year, every 12 months, you're supposed to remember Amalek once a year, because otherwise it would be in the back of our minds and we wouldn't remember it enough. It wouldn't be a fresh memory to do something about. In fact, the Chasam Sofer says that in a leap year like this year, we won't be remembering Amalek for 13 months. So he says, therefore, when we read it in Devarim, when we read it in Devarim, in Parshas Ki Tsetse, you should have had in mind to fulfill the mitzvah then. So there wouldn't be more than 12 months passing by between remembrances. Okay. What was Yosef's problem? It wasn't that he made an attempt naturally to try to get out of prison. There's nothing wrong with that. Right? You have to rely on God, but you have to do your part. You have to do your hishtadlus. Uveirachticha b'chol asher tasa. I'll bless you with whatever you do, what you have to do. But a person has to understand that what he does is not a cause. It's only a prerequisite. We do our part, right? You're sick, you go to the doctor. You have to earn a living, you go to work. Right? That's our prerequisite. It's a condition. But in the end, whether you're successful or not is up to God. God is the one, he's the Rofe Cholim, he's the one who heals the sick. He's the one who as Posheach es Yodecho Masbia L'Kol Chai Ratzon, God is the one who gives you your parnasa. You don't make a living. You go through the motions of fulfilling a prerequisite. Sometimes you can fulfill that prerequisite and it doesn't work. And sometimes you can do something that people don't think is going to help at all and you become a millionaire. So we fulfill a condition, but the cause is God. Yosef's problem is that he intimated he was the cause. He told the Sar HaMashkim, remember me to Paro. That would have been enough to fulfill a condition to do what it looks natural and finish. And then God takes over. But Yosef appeared to be controlling the situation. He was orchestrating. You remember me, and you go and remember me to Paro, and that's how I'm going to get out. So God said, I'm going to show you. You're going to get out exactly as you thought, but it's going to be clear that you weren't the cause. How so? If the Sara Mashkim could have remembered Yosef to act upon it, how long? 12 months. If at the last day of the 12 months he told Paro, how long could Paro remember to act upon it? Another 12 months. That means after 2 years, it couldn't have come naturally from Yosef anymore. It was God's doing. That's exactly what the Rav Avraham wanted to show Yosef. It's going to happen exactly as you said, but you're not going to be the cause. How do you know? Because it's 2 years later. And the cause couldn't come from you. It must have come from my doing. Even though that's exactly what you thought how it was going to be, I don't need you to orchestrate. You had to do your condition. I'll make it work. And the proof is it's 2 years later. That's the idea. Another thing. The Pasuk says that when Yosef came to face to face with his brothers, they came down to Egypt to buy food. It says, Vayakir Yosef Esechav. Yosef recognized his brothers. Vayar Yosef Esechav Vayakirim. Yosef saw his brothers and he recognized them. Vayishnakir Aleihem. And the Targum says that means that he thought, what am I going to say to them? He started to think, what am I going to say to them? Vayidaber Itam Kashos. And he spoke harsh words to them. Vayomer Aleihem. And he said to them, Me'ayin Basim, where'd you come from? Vayomer, and they answered him, Me'eretz Kanaan Lishbar Ochel. We came from the land of Canaan to buy food. And then the Torah says again, Vayakir Yosef Esechav. Yosef recognized his brothers. Vehem lo hikiru, and they didn't recognize him. A few questions here. First of all, it says Yosef recognized his brothers. Why did it have to tell me again Yosef recognized his brothers? Twice. So some say the first time he recognized them in general. Ah, these are my brothers. It was a long time. He didn't recognize each individual. By the second time, right, he already had recognized each one individually. That's one simple explanation. But there's more questions here. Question is, it says Yosef recognized his brothers, and he thought deeply, what am I going to say to them? What did he come up with? Where'd you come from? How long did it take him to think of that profound question? Right? And it says he spoke them harsh words. What was the harsh words? Where'd you come from? That's harsh words. What, did you yell it at them? Later on, when he accused them of being spies, those were harsh words. But at this point, there was no harsh words. Why does the Torah say, Yosef saw his brothers, he recognized them, he thought, what can I say to them? Came up with this profound thing, where'd you come from? Right? And that's called speaking harsh words to them, and then has to say again, he recognized his brothers, and they didn't recognize him. So I wanted to say the following. There's a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. The Mishnah says, Hishtakel b'shlosha dvarim v'iyato boli de'aveir. If you consider three things, you won't come to sin. Da me'ayin basa, know where you came from nothing. Right? Came into this world from a drop. Ula'ana taholech, and where you're going, to a place of worms, you're going to be buried in the ground. Who you're going to have to give an accounting for everything you did in this world before the King of Kings, God Himself. And the Mefarshim explain that there are three roots of sin: kina, jealousy; taiva, lust; and kavod, honor. Those are the things that bring a person to sin: kina, taiva, and kavod. If you consider where you came from, that you came into this world from nothing, right? From a drop. You started out with nothing. So how could you be jealous of other people? Be happy with what you have. You started out with nothing. Instead of looking at what other people have and what you don't have, look at what you do have, because compared to what you started out, that's great. So looking where you came from takes away jealousy. Where are you going to? Eventually you're going to be buried and the worms, whatever, takes away lust. How could you be a lustful person and appetite and eat and whatever? Where's that going to end up? And if you want to be a Balgaiva, you want to get covet, honor, and haughtiness, you're going to have to stand before God and give an accounting. How could you be a haughty person? How could you look for kavod? Right? Look how lowly you're going to feel standing before God. So those are the three things that counteract the sources of sin. Okay, now, Yosef hasn't seen his brothers for 22 years. Last time he saw them, they sold him as a slave. What was the root of that sin? Why did they make the mistake? They considered what they did 100% okay, because they considered Yosef a threat to them. They considered him a pursuer, trying to do them in. So they felt they were justified in getting rid of him. But what led them to make that mistake? What led them to look at him in a distorted way? What was the root of their sin? Jealousy. Torah says, "Vayikanu bo'echa." What is the counteraction against jealousy, we just said? Remember where you came from. You came from nothing. What are you jealous of me? Now let's go back to the Pasuk and we'll see something interesting. Pasuk says, "Vayar Yosef esecha vayakiren." Yosef saw his brothers and he recognized them. And he started to think, and he thought they recognized him. He wanted to give them some very harsh words of Musar, right, to relate to the sin that they did of selling him, which had its root in jealousy. So what did he say to them? He said to them, "Me'ayin basam, how could you have been jealous of me to the point where you sold me as a slave because you saw things distorted because of your jealousy? Why didn't you remember where you came from? You came from nothing. You came from a tipa srucha. How could you be jealous?" That was Yosef's harsh words. What did the brothers answer him? Me'eretz Kanaan, lish barocho. What did they hear? They didn't recognize him. They knew who he was. They didn't hear Pirkei Avos. What did they hear? Where'd you come from? Where did we came from? We came from Eretz Kanaan to buy food. At that moment, Yosef recognized that his brothers didn't recognize him. Because had they recognized him, they would have heard Pirkei Avos. They wouldn't have heard, "Where'd you come from?" They tell a joke. A little 5-year-old says to his mother, "Mommy, where did I come from?" She says, "You're a little young. Ask me in a few years." He says, "No, I want to know where I came from." So she sits down and she explains to him the facts of life. After she finishes, he looks, he says, "I don't understand. Jimmy said he comes from New York." So you have to know what the question is. You have to know where you come from. Is it the Pirkei Avos where you come from, or is it the where you come from, we came from Eretz Canaan to buy food?